receive it without effort, without being qualified, without having the knowledge, without someone giving you the opportunity to work and acquire this assistance. All of us understand that. That is the reason why we have become an IT professional, or you guys are mostly in petroleum and, you know, managers, or in customer service, or in sales. You've acquired that degree, you've acquired that qualification, you've acquired that knowledge, and you work 8 to 10, 12 hours a day so that you're able to get that sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody was to tell you that you do not have to work, you do not have to have qualification, you do not have to have ill knowledge, and this sustenance of Allah, this rizq mati, will still come to you even if you're at home and doing nothing, you know, you will tell this person that this is not possible. The same thing is for rizq manavi, that in order for us to receive the spiritual sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also have to work. We have to work for it. We cannot just be at home and do nothing and still ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of our du'as to give Him, for Him to give us taqwa. Taqwa cannot be achieved without submission and action to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like if you work, you acquire, you know, $70,000, $80,000 a year. If you want to have taqwa, the quantity of taqwa would depend on how much effort you're going to put in. Just like for rizq-e-madi, you cannot, nobody gives you the opportunity to actually acquire the sustenance. Just like that for rizq-e-manavi, you need to be qualified as well. You need to have knowledge. You need to have the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to have the marifat, the deep understanding of the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right of the Prophet, the right of the Ahlul Bayt, the right of the Awliya, the right of your parents, the right of your community, the right of the ulama, the right of the maraji, the right of the leaders. You need to know those rights. And knowing those rights and then delivering those rights. The right of your boss is that you show up in at the time that the boss has told you to show up and work those 8 to 10 hours that the boss is asking you to do. That is his right. If you give that right, at the end of the day, the boss gives you the paycheck and you take that at home and you feed your family and yourself. Why is it that in rizq-e-manavi we just say that, okay, we're just going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to do this and that, and then that's it? Tawfiq means to become successful. Tawfiq means to become piruz, to conquer something. Tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that if you have all of the wasail, all of the means necessary for you to do something, that means that you have tawfiq. With me? Like for example, for your job, you need to have the qualification. The reason why I'm giving you all of these examples is because this is the closest thing to you and to your mind. Well, for your job, you know, you need to have that sort of, if you have the qualification, you've sent your resume, they've given you the opportunity, you have a car, you have the ability to go to work, you're not sick and so forth. That means that you have the tawfiq to work. We're asking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq of, for example, reading Quran. If you have Quran at home, you know how to read Arabic. Right? You have the time in your day to be able to do that, you already have tawfiq. You have all of the wasail, all of the means necessary for something to happen, you already have that. So you do not need tawfiq. Tawfiq you already have. Give you an example, if I need water, and I keep telling you that I need water, which I don't have right now, but I needed water and I had water and you could see that I have water and I keep asking you for water, you would say that, Maulana, you already have water, just drink it. In a lot of the cases when it comes to taqwa or rizq-e-manavi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all of the wasail, all of the means necessary for us to do something. So you don't have to ask for the means, you just have to do it. You just need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the strength to be able to use those means that you already have. You have your tongue, you know Arabic, you have Quran in your house, you have time. You just need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the ability, the strength to pick up the Quran and read it. And all of the wasail, all of the means that He has given to us, He is going to ask us what we did with it. What you're doing and what, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you in the sustenance for your material sustenance, that He will increase it and that you keep on trying and putting the effort to acquire it. But this material sustenance is of no use if you do not have spiritual sustenance. Because the only thing you will have to take from this world to the next world is your conviction, is your yaqeen, is your faith, are those deeds that you have performed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the only thing that you will take from this world. You will not take your job, you will not take your money, you will not take your house. And you know, and me as well, that everybody has to die. So my advice to myself and to you is that try your very best as you try in your jobs. Try your very best to acquire the spiritual sustenance of Allah. Use the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to you. Ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength to be able to use those means so that we can get closer to Him. You and I can get better. There's no doubt about that. And wherever we happen to be, we can be better than this. And we can grow from this. We can ask for forgiveness of our past and we can grow from this. So inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us and give us the ability to obey Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of the ulama, all of the maraji. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them long life. May their light and guidance reach us with ease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of the soldiers of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free all of the prisoners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in the darajat of all of the shuhada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the true slaves and followers of the 12th Imam. May He come as soon as possible, as today is Friday and was the day that He was supposed to come, but unfortunately the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues on us, that we are still not able to see Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity that next Friday He is here with us. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر جعفر ابن محمد وموسى ابن جعفر وعلي ابن موسى ومحمد ابن علي وعلي ابن محمد وعلى حجة ابن الحسن صلوات الله عليه وعليهم أجمعين. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Jumu'ah is part of the Eids that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made. Eid is from Aud, it's from return. And when a person returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a happy day. When a person returns home to the people that the person loves, it is a happy day. When a person returns from sinning and from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala back to Him, it is a happy day. So every single week, there is an opportunity for us that we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all of the sinning and disobedience that we have done, so that that particular day, which is today, can be an Eid, can be a happy occasion for us. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he's also said that the day that a person does not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that day is Eid. Return to Allah is the happiest day in a mu'min, in a slave of Allah's life, And going away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in his disobedience is the saddest day in the life of a mu'min. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us as a unit. We are a body, and as a body, as an ummah, we are supposed to think and act with each other. The second khutbah of Jummah is supposed to be that we talk about the affairs of Muslims, the oppression that is going on. If the Muslims are hurting, are being oppressed somewhere, we need to talk about that. And all of us together, we need to have the feeling, at least inside of our hearts, that we know that we are a body. If your eye hurts, your whole body hurts. If your teeth hurt, your whole body hurts. If any part of your body hurts, your whole body hurts. The people, the Muslims that are in Palestine, or the Muslims that are in Iraq, or the Muslims that are in Afghanistan, or the Muslims that are in Pakistan, or the Muslims that are anywhere around the world hurting, whether that hurt happens to be a financial hurt, whether that hurt happens to be that they are put into prisons, whether that hurt happens to be that they are martyred, whether the hurt happens to be that the mothers are losing their children, or the hurt happens to be that the wives are losing their husbands, or that the land that they have is being occupied in any single form and shape of any kind of pain that comes to any Muslim around the world, we need to feel that. If we do not feel it yet, if our lives are still filled with joy and happiness and we do not feel the pain and the sorrow of the Muslims around the world, that means is that we're still not a body. Because if we were a body, then anywhere, if there is pain, that should hurt us. It should make us, at least in the sense that it should get us enough strength, at least, if we cannot do anything physically, that at least inside of our hearts and in our tongues, we should be able to feel that pain. We should be able to at least express that pain. And Jummah is nothing if you come in and just pray your namaz and go home and without thinking about the suffering of the Muslims around the world. It's nothing. It means nothing. We have gotten used to worships just the way that the, like say, protocol is. If the protocol is done, our worship is done. We have gotten used to worship like, you know, it's just a, sort of like an addiction. A person who does not get a cigarette gets addicted to cigarettes and then is feeling uncomfortable. As soon as a person will smoke, they will feel comfortable. Okay, the addiction is taken care of and I feel content. If in Namaz Jummah we recite khutbah, for example, the Arabic khutbah that is there in Tawfatul Awam, or the, what you are regularly hearing, you say, okay, Jummah is there. If in Namaz Jummah, Surah Jummah is reciting, say, I've done my Jummah. Jummah done without actually expressing this pain in words, it's not Jummah. We are a body, we are not separate from each other. The affairs of the Muslims need to be discussed, and those tyrants and oppressors that are oppressing the Muslims around the world, they need to be mentioned. And they need to be told that they should stop oppressing and tyrannizing the Muslim world. Not just the Muslim world, but even the human beings around the world. Any human being who is oppressed, a person who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has the love of the creation of Allah, should be saddened. Very quickly, there was a young man that the Prophet really loved and he was very fond of him. The companions, they were, you know, they wanted to know what is this young man doing that the Prophet is so fond and he loves him so much. So they went to the young man and said, you know, why is it that the Prophet loves you so much? What is it that you do? Is it a certain worship that you do? Is it a certain dua that you read? Is it such a aman that you do at night? What is it that you do that the Prophet loves you so much? He said, I'm just a regular person. I go to work. I do whatever I have to do. I don't do anything special. He said, no, you must be doing something special that the Prophet loves you so much. The man said, no, I don't do anything. When they kept on insisting, he said, okay, the only thing that I can think about myself is that if I find out anywhere Whether it is in my city or other cities, anywhere, if I find out that there is a person who is in pain, my heart pains. Doesn't have to be Muslim. Anybody who is in pain, if I find out that they are, my heart pains. And the companions realize that this is the quality that this young man has, for which the Prophet loves him and is fond of that person so much. In the morning, if you get up and you're not thinking about the affairs of the Muslims, the Prophet of Islam has said that you're not a Muslim. If you wake up in the morning and the affairs of Muslims is not on your mind, the affairs of your own worldly desires and wants and your bills and job and projects and this and that is on your mind, then the Prophet says if you woke up in that state, person is not a Muslim. When you are standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving Him your most private moment in the night prayer, if you do not remember the mu'mineen, your night prayer is not done the way that it has been prescribed. You need to remember the pain of the Muslims around the world and do not be afraid to express it. At least do this much, that your heart should be in pain. When you look at that, you know, those 6 months and 4 months and 1 year and 2 years and 6 years and 5 years and 10-year-old kids have been blown up into little pieces, just after looking that news or those pictures, at least have the pain inside of your heart for them. At least a couple of tears should come out. We cannot, you know how a pigeon is, a pigeon looks at, closes the eyes when sees the cat. You seen that? The pigeon closes the eyes when he sees the cat. He thinks that by closing the eyes, the cat is going to go away. The cat does not go away. Actually, what happens is that it becomes easier for the cat to actually eat the pigeon. But if the pigeon keeps vigilant and keeps his eyes open and is not thinking that by closing my eyes that the cat is going to go away, the pigeon has the ability to fly away or to do something to defend itself. The Muslim Ummah has closed their eyes thinking that the cat that is trying to engulf them, trying to eat them, is going to go away. It's not going to go away by us closing our eyes and our tongues. Jumu'ah without that is nothing. We have to understand that. We live in a world where it is filled with tyranny and oppression. We are living in a world where tyranny and oppression rules in our houses. We live in a world where the tyranny and oppression rules our communities and the world. We need to do something about it. Look inside of your hearts. Whatever you can do in your capacity, do that. It is necessary. Inshallah, we pray that that Imam of ours, who is supposed to come and fill the earth with justice and peace, and finish all of the tyranny and oppression that is going on in this world, may that he come as soon as possible. My requests to you were just a brotherly request. I take responsibility of all of my actions and my saying to you. If there is any harm supposed to come, it should come to me, and this stick that has been given to me is so that if there is any harm that is going to come of the words that I have said to you, that I should be able to protect myself. So when you see the Imam al-Jumu'ah holding this stick, the purpose is not that he's having a difficult time standing. That because he cannot stand for too long, that your stick is given so he can have some asra, you know, some support. No. It is so that you do your duty, and even if that doing the duty requires that you need to defend yourself, that you have something to defend. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of our maraj and our ulama. May their guidance and light reach us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the leader of Muslim Ummah. May the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with the Islamic government of Iran, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects it from all of the difficulties and attacks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in our love for each other. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our imam come as soon as possible, become his slaves. We'll finish it with the dua of imam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعه وفي كل ساعه وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه ارضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.